If you want to, you can open your Bibles to James chapter 1. As doing that, you know, I've heard something someone said a while back ago, and it's always kind of stuck in my mind, and a little saying. It basically is, an experience is what you get when you don't get what you want. And I've always kind of, you know, that kind of makes sense, and I agree with that to a degree, I guess. And I think it's kind of the idea, you know, heading out to a vacation, let's say. Along the way, car dies, car wreck, flat tire, whatever. Now what you're going to get is an experience, because you're not getting what you want. What you want is to get to where you wanted to go and, you know, enjoy the vacation. So an experience is what you get when you don't get what you want. And so in a very similar way, a trial is what you get when you don't get what you want, right? Because I don't think we get giddy happy for a trial, but the perspective that God wants us to have concerning trials is viewing them for what they are, right? Viewing them for the character builders that they are. And so here in James chapter 1, verse 2 through 4, my brethren, so he's talking to Christians, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Now remember, happiness and joy are two different things, right? I can have joy or rejoice because of my relationship with Christ. Now, happiness is based on happenings, good happenings. So this is different. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete and lacking nothing. Now remember the word perfect there in the Greek, teleos, means growing in God's design direction. So trials will help you grow in the direction that God wants you to grow. 1 Peter the first chapter, verse 6-7, in this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Trials are good for you, right? Trials aren't necessarily what you want, but hopefully as we mature in the faith, that perspective changes a little. Now, one more passage we'll offer the Lord's invitation. Romans chapter 5. Here, Paul's going to talk about tribulations. Similar, a little bit different. Where, in a sense, you know, a trial could be, I think, you know, just mundane daily things even. Where tribulation, it's a bigger deal. But in a very similar way, he says, beginning in verse 1, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And by the way, that's the source of joy, again, right? Being justified by faith, having that peace with God, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, so as great as that was, saying, let me tell you something maybe even greater, or at least just as good. Right, and this is where we struggle with perspective. And not only that, verse 3, but we also glory in tribulations. Well, why, Paul? Well, knowing tribulation is going to produce perseverance. What's that going to do, Paul? Well, that's going to build your character. Well, what's that going to do? Right, and you see in the next the end of verse 4 there, hope. In verse 5, now hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. God-given trials and tribulations, they're for your benefit. So that's just something I want you to think about here, middle of the week, whether it's just a mundane daily trial issue, or if there's something very big going on in your life. You know, maybe you're struggling with something pretty hefty, right? Maybe could classify it as a tribulation. Listen, in the end, if you don't allow that to get you down and destroy your faith, in the end, it's going to be worth it. In the end, you're going to have that hope, that Greek word, elpis, that confident expectation, right? God made a promise, you keep the promise if you keep your faith till the end. Now, this evening, if you are here and you are subject to the gospel invitation, we'd love to help you with that, put on Christ in baptism, or if you've done that and you went back to a lifestyle of sin, now it's time just to admit it, own up to it. If it's something you want to help with, bring before the church, let's take care of that, or for something of a public nature. If it's more of a private nature, you can go to God right now in prayer and take care of that with Him. But if you need anything that we can help with, we'd love to do so as we stand, as we sing.